Well, we don't have too many children here today, but I'm going to do the children's sermon anyway. So, well, we do have, okay. We've got Calvin here. I'm sorry. Well, Calvin, we're going to go stand up in the aisle out toward the middle of everybody. That be okay? Be sure to walk back. Okay? Let's step up this way. So, Calvin, I've got a bag here, and I didn't bring my lunch. I was going to tell everybody I brought my lunch because I had a long sermon. But I didn't figure they'd appreciate that. So today in our gospel lesson, we heard about the power of touch. So I'm going to give you a little test, okay? So what I'm going to do is, in a minute, I'm going to have you reach your hand in here, and I'm going to have you pull something out with your eyes closed, and I'm going to let you touch it for a couple of seconds, and I'm going to let you tell me what it is, okay? All right, you ready? All right. That's all right. Go ahead and pull it out. You show everybody and keep your eyes closed. All right. Feel. Okay. A little more specific. Put both hands on it. Feel all over it. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a pencil. There you go. You're one for one. Okay. All right. Reach in there. Let's grab something else. Keep your eyes closed. All the way down to the bottom. It is a ball. Mm-hmm. Hit it with a racket. There you go. It's a tennis ball. Two for two. All right, they get a little tougher now. There's three more things in here. Okay, I'm going to sort of guide you on this one. Here you go. Right there. Got it? Shake it around. Yep, it's pills. It's just my allergy medicine. Okay. All right, I'm going to hand you this one. Hold your hands out. Let's see if you got this one. Close your eyes. Don't cheat.
String? Wait, no, a headband.
No, okay. Headband. Close.
Like a bracelet?
Close. Stretch it out a little further.
Oh, rubber band.
There you go. It's a rubber band. All right, and the last one's a tough one. All right, I'll set it out for you. Hold your hands out. Wasn't that tough, I guess?
It's a bead necklace.
Bead necklace, you're right. Mardi Gras beads. Okay? So, even though Calvin couldn't see and have any idea what was inside of here, he knew what it was by sense of touch. Because he didn't open his eyes. Did anybody see him open his eyes? So, he did a great job. So, Calvin, what our lesson today has with that is the power of touch. And if you heard our lesson, there was a lady that was sick, and she was bleeding, and she had been bleeding for years. And she had faith that if she just but touched the cloak of Jesus' robe, that she would be healed. And she did. She had that great faith, and she believed. And what happened?
She got healed.
She got healed. That's right. So have faith. Two simple words. And he inferred that to Jairus as well when his daughter was sick. So never forget the power of touch. Things that we don't see, but we can feel, we can know, and we can understand just if we believe. So let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for our amazing senses that we can see and touch, smell, taste, and hear, and know that you are faithful to us and continue to love us. Keep growing our faith and make us better. In your holy name, amen. Calvin, thank you.